10.
I tell you what, Grant, it feels like the Rams have gotten away from the running game. So let's see if they don't try to open up the running game, establish that more up front, get behind these big offensive linemen, and then maybe that will open up the passing game more, because really this Husky secondary has played very well, and we haven't shown the ability to throw effectively.
Thomas in motion to the right, handoff. First man through is Hagan Hood. He'll get up to the 40-yard line, dragged down to the 43, still going, diving forward to the 44-yard line. He's 2 yards shy of a first down. That may be the roughest 8-yard gain we've seen all night.
Yeah, he really did a good job going up in the middle. Not a lot of room there. Tried to break it here to the near side and continued to spin through the defense. Turned it into a big game, second and short. Now, here's where you might take a shot and then come back on third down if you don't get it and try to just run the ball for the first down.
Hagan Hood in the backfield. Austin Havens taking the snap. Handoff. Hood busting up the middle. He'll get his first down. He'll get down to the 50, down to the 48, and that is another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Or just give it to him now and let him move the chains. So I think we're following the thought process of Coach Blankenship of saying, look, we can pass the ball effectively if we establish the running game. And we see the offensive line, which is the strong feature for Owosso, taking control of the trenches right now.
10:57 left to play here. We're tied at 7. Twins out to the left. Man in motion to the right is Thomas. Austin Havens faking a handoff. He'll run up the middle, getting down to the 44-yard line. That'll be a gain of 4 on the play, bringing up 2nd and 6.
Yeah, he was tackled by that active linebacker, Ethan Betchen. Had 12 tackles last week against Moore. Was able to scrape across and get into the gap, or that would have been an even bigger game. But so far we come out and we've seen 3 straight rushes by Owosso.
Twins to the left, one man to the right. That's Adams back to throw. Havens, he'll gun it up the middle. It's off the fingertips of Cole Adams. And it was broken up by about 2 different Edmond North defenders. And that'll bring up 3rd down and 6.
Yeah, Jonathan Hunt was the underneath defender, and he turned around just in time to tip it, and then it hit the receiver in the head.
Flag on the play there.
And we're going to have a hold against Owosso. So, again, we talk about mistakes, timely, untimely mistakes, and this will back the Rams up. Just haven't been able to get the consistency in moving the football on offense.
I got to say, credit to whoever installed the new air conditioner.
It's
here
working.
In the press box.
It is.
We're not the press box. We're the ice box tonight.
Pretty sure it's snowing in here.
Joe Deere is going to be hanging venison from the ceiling here before long. So 2nd down and 17 now for the Owosso Rams. Man in motion to the left is Ronnie Thomas. Handoff, Derek Overstreet up the right side. He'll get down to the 49-yard line. It's where he's brought down by a gaggle of Edmond North Huskies here.
Rams again used the jet sweep as a fake. But Edmond North stayed home, read their keys, and was able to stop the run on a short gain.
Everybody close in behind Austin Havens is Overstreet. Thomas in motion to the left now. Havens dropping back to throw this time, slinging it up the middle of the field, aiming. It's not caught. Jeray Austin was the wide out there, and he just couldn't quite catch up with the football. And that is going to bring up 4th down and 14.
Just not making the connection, and that's been the theme of the night, is not being able to get the ball to open receivers.
Hagan Hood ready to kick it away here. Paging the ball hawk. You are needed.
Well, at some point in time, you gotta be effective on an offensive drive.
Kickoff is going to be fair caught by Xander Steele. 9:34 left to play here, tied at 7.
I'll tell you what, Grant, it's ugly. We are tied at 7, and that's reflective of the keys we are not executing here in this ball game. The fear that Coach Blankenship had, you know, you want to come out, you start fast, and the Rams just can't get it going on offense right now. They got to find a way to fight through and grind, and the longer Edmond North hangs around, the more confidence they're going to get, and that makes them dangerous.
Ethan Barnes back in at quarterback. Twins out to the right. One man to the left. Man in motion to the right. Takes the handoff and is tackled behind the line of scrimmage there. On the run there, Zach Russell for the Edmond North Huskies.
Jacob Clifton was right there to gobble that up and force about a 3 or 4 yard loss on the play.
9:16 left to play here. Loss of yardage there will bring up second down and 13 for the Huskies.
Hey, my friends at Tulsa Fire Station 26 are listening tonight, so we want to thank them for the great job that they're doing.
Thank you for your service, for
sure. Appreciate them listening tonight. Hopefully it's a slow night and they can catch the full game.
Absolutely. My wife isn't cooking, so they shouldn't have too much trouble down there.
I think we got procedure against. Well, look, the play clock may have run out on them.
So the flag flies there. 8:45 left to play. We're tied at 7 if you've just joined us. Penalty against Edmond North will knock them back to about the 17-yard line. Tied at 7, Edmond North finally breaking their huddle. Back in at quarterback is Carson Horton. He'll line it up with the gun, in the gun with trips out to the right. He's shouting out some instructions, getting everybody ready to go here. Rolling out to the right, Horton throws. He throws out of bounds.
Under heavy pressure that time, good defense. Busting through the line there for Owosso, Michael Jamerson. Haven't called his name much out tonight, but he gets a lot of attention from the offensive line.
That'll bring up third down and 18.
Well, obviously the situation you want to be in here. Try to get a stop, cut the field down.
We're tied at 7 if you're just joining us. Owosso and Edmond North. Twins to the right, one man split to the left. Out of the gun, Horton ready to take the snap. He does so.
Now we're going to have a flag on the play. Let's see if that's
flags
not,
fly.
Might be movement against. I don't know if the Rams were across the line too soon or if Edmond North moved. It's going to be procedure against Edmond North, so that'll back them up another 5 yards. The wind has subsided a bit here as compared to what it was in the second quarter. Gotta have a stop here.
And for the second time in a row, Jared Gallagher gets to yell, Owosso, it's third down. Twins out to each side, ready to take the snap. Horton dropping back, trying to throw. He was hacked at from behind, and they broke up his pass there.
Brendan Dye came through and just committed a crime against a quarterback.
He did. Assault charges being filed now.
Absolutely. So now, with the loss on the plays and the penalty, Edmond North is going to have to kick out of their end zone. You would hope Gage Laney's going to go back deep. If he doesn't get a chance for a return, at least the Rams may get the ball in Husky territory.
8:30 left to play here. The punt coming. Gage Laney at midfield, ready to see what he can do with it. Here comes the kick.
Oh,
it is short. Oh, man.
See if he gets a roll.
That'll bounce high at about the 50. It'll go back to about the 47, 45, 44. And that is where Owosso will take over first and 10.
So, Grant, with this explosive offense, you've had two opportunities presented to you here on a silver platter. You've got to take advantage of it and put points on the board.
8:15 left to go. If you're just joining us on radio, we're tied at 7, Owosso and Edmond North. Appreciate Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith, too. They're the sponsors of the Owosso Sports Network this year. Here's Austin Havens. Quick toss over to Ronnie Thomas. He'll take it out to the right side, getting up to the 49-yard line, and that'll bring up about a 7-yard gain. mentioning Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith, too. Happy anniversary to he and his wife, Jamie, tonight. And she has been nominated for sainthood after 16 years of putting up with Keith. So, handoff. Up the middle goes Derek Overstreet. He'll get down to the 45-yard line. It's good enough for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Jackson Woods at tight end just buried the defender on a block.
Yeah, he did.
That time, Jackson Lister, the linebacker, ended up on his back.
First and 10 from the 45. Havens ready to take the snap. He'll get another look from the sideline. He's got Overstreet next to him in the gun. Austin split to the right. Twins out to the left. Handoff. First man through. Overstreet breaking to the 40, down to the 35. High stepping at the 30, brought down at the 26.
Perfect play call as the Edmund North brought both linebackers that time on a blitz. And Overstreet was able to just burst between that into the secondary. A big gain on the play.
And that is another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Another one.
Man in motion to the right. Ronnie Thomas. Austin Havens fakes a handoff to him. Runs up the middle himself. He'll get down to the 20, just shy of another third in a row. Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. It'll be second and about one or two. Well, I was a little generous. Maybe three or four. Hate when that happens. 6:44 left to go here. Up the left side go the Rams. They'll get down to the 16-yard line. That'll be good enough for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. So move up those chains. Tied at 7. We've got 6:38 left to go in this first or third quarter. Yeah, we're past halftime. One man behind the quarterback, Havens. That is Overstreet. He'll take the handoff. Overstreet up the right side to the 10, down to the 9. That's where he's brought down, making the stop, is Ethan Barnes for Edmund North.
Yeah, that's the sixth running play on this drive, and the Rams' offensive line is just pounding Edmund North up front. A lot of hands on hips by this Husky defensive line, and the Rams are going to hurry up and come right back and line up.
Off the right hash mark, Austin Havens out of the gun, handoff, Overstreet, up that right side, gets back down to the 8 maybe. That'll bring up third down. Appreciate Kelly Ward. He's got the night off tonight, but he's listening in and texting into the broadcast.
Going to bring Trey Goins in. Let's see if he lines up at Wildcat to pick up this third and 3.
He does, off that right hash mark. He'll take that direct snap and keep it up the middle. There he goes, bulldozing his way down to the 5-yard line.
Going to be close.
Should be good enough for that Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. We'll see.
Didn't quite get the spot I thought we would.
Yeah, they're going to give him the 7. I thought he got down to about the 5.
Wow.
So he's a yard short. 4th and 1. Go for it, they say. Austin Havens, close in. He's going to dive for it on the keeper. There's your Duralast Roofing Specialist first down, thanks to the bulldozer himself, Austin Havens, when he gets it on a keeper. You mentioned he takes that 6'3" body and just pummels his way forward.
Yeah, he just gets in behind Carter Davis and the guards, Logan Ledbetter, Grayson Isaac. And right now the Ram offensive line is taking control up front. Goins back in the Wildcat.
He'll take the direct snap here on the keeper. They read that one and brought him down near the 5-yard line.
Short gain, if any at all, that time.
Top of the hour. This is KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville, your home for Owosso Ram football. We've got 4:19 left to go in the third quarter, tied at 7. Owosso and Edmund North duking it out in the third quarter here. From the 5-yard line, Owosso knocking on the door. 2nd and goal from the 4.
Trey Goins stays in at quarterback.
He'll take that direct snap here. Throwing, he'll toss it into the end zone. Touchdown, Owosso. Derek Overstreet hauling that short pass in, and it is a 13-7 ball game.
Well done by Trey Goins on the fake. And nobody covered Overstreet in the end zone. He was so wide open, I think Trey tried to just push the football into the end zone for the pass.
And with that, Joe Deere says, I've seen what I need to see tonight. Appreciate you coming by, Joe. And now here is a extra point attempt coming. Kick is up on the way. It is good. 14-7 our score. 3:56 left to play. Third quarter action. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. They remind you this Sunday, watch them online at owossofirst.com. 10:30 is when the service will get started. You can follow them on social media and Facebook for more information as well. Let's take an Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Back at 30 seconds, this is Ram Football.
You built your landscape business through hard work, one lawn at a time, and you need equipment that cements your reputation for dependability and quality. That's why Toro makes a range of commercial-grade zero-turn mowers built tough enough to help you handle job after job, day after day, from start to finish. Toro, count on it. Visit your local Toro retailer for top-quality Toro equipment today.
Standard Supply Lawn and Garden, 6602 North Owosso Expressway in Owosso. Visit us at standardlawnandgarden.com and like us on Facebook.
14-7, our score, 3:56 left to go in this third quarter. Owosso leading Edmond North after a quick toss from Trey Goins, who was filling in there at that quarterback position to Derek Overstreet in the end zone with another Matt J. CPA by the numbers scoring drive. Here's Steve.
And the high onside kick is going to be fielded by Edmond North, and a great tackle there.
I'll bring him down at the 37.
Brandon Ramsey, so... But that drive was an 11-play drive, covered 57 yards. 10 of the 11 plays were all running plays up to the final touchdown pass. It was a 5-yard reception from Trey Goins to Overstreet, and the Rams extend their lead to 14-7. Still a lot of time. Both these teams took a lot of time off in that third quarter. We're down to inside the 4-minute mark at 3:51. As the Huskies will take over first and 10 at their own 37-yard line.
Twins to the right, one man split to the left, empty backfield behind Ethan Barnes, the quarterback for Edmond North. He'll fake a handoff, dropping back to throw. He'll scramble left. Now he'll sling it to nobody.
Oh, he threw it out of bounds, but it looked like Braxton Bickham was the only guy over here that had an opportunity.
Hunter Morton checking in from insideclaremore.com at the start of the fourth quarter. Rejoice 42, Sequoia 42. They've got a shootout brewing over there. How excited do you think Bill Bush is trying to get on the radio tonight?
He tends to.
Oh, 3:43 left to play. Twins out to the right, Twins out to the left as well. Ethan Barnes. I saw Horton dropping back to throw. He slings it across to his go-to guy, Ethan Graham. Graham gets up to the 45-yard line, and that is going to be a gain of about 8 on the play to bring up third down and about 2-3.
Force him into a mistake.
Out of the gun, dropping back. Horton again. It's almost picked off. Oh, man. Right there in the middle of things was Big Michael Jamerson. He tried his hardest to jump up and get that football, but couldn't quite get the height to pick it off there. And that'll bring up fourth down and about 3 for Edmond North. They will wisely decide to kick it away right here, Steve.
Antonio Graham doing a great job on the defensive side, bringing pressure and not letting the quarterback just sit and look. The Huskies had gone to just that short, quick passing game, but Brendan Dye disrupted it that time, and the Rams going to get the ball back here with 3:17 to go in the third.
Gage Laney setting up shop at the 20-yard line. The kick to him, fair caught, and that is where Owosso will have it. First and 10 from their own 22, 3:08 left to go in this third quarter. And now we'll see what Owosso can do on this trip up the field. Steve Mowry has had enough of the cold temperatures in the press box, and he is trying to finagle the thermostat over here.
I worked it.
You did?
Yep. It's It's going to get warm in here now.
I didn't know if heart patients were supposed to get that cold.
Holy.
A man
on cryogenic ice in here.
Man on each side of Austin Havens. He'll sling it left side and connect with an open man. Down to the 31-yard line goes Deshaun Kennard, who's in at running back tonight. Kennard, the former Claremore Zebra, who was playing for them as recently as 2 weeks ago. So,
he had a family member in the 70s, Kenny Kennard, that tore Owosso and a lot of Rogers County up. Ended up playing baseball at the AAA level.
Back to throw, Kennard making the catch. He'll get down to the 32-yard line. Flags on the play.
Yeah, I think we're going to have another holding here on the near side.
2:33 left to go here.
Hopefully I'm wrong. So let's see. That flag is in the middle of the secondary, so that might go against the Huskies. Again, I was fearful we might have one of those crews that penalize us for blocking too hard.
Yeah. We've had
We're going to have a discussion here in the middle of the field. The White Hat's going to say personal foul against the Huskies. I didn't see anything on the play, but where the flag was thrown was away from the play. And I think, did they just reverse the call? I'm going to call it against Owosso.
Oh, wow.
Coach Blankenship looking for a
explanation.
Yeah, and he's going, what did we do?
And now they're going to come over and talk to him. Well, we've got 2:33 left to go in the third quarter. 14-7. They're going to march Owosso on back.
Coach Blankenship did not really dispute that call.
It'll still be first down here from the 17-yard line. Man in motion to the right. Havens takes the snap, hands off, or on the, keeps it instead, running the, up the middle. He'll get to the 23-yard line. That is going to be a gain of about 5 on the play. Bring up second down and 5 for the Owosso Rams.
Got one of the North Huskies slow to get up here. Jackson Lister, the linebacker.
Havens on the right hash mark, lining up with Hagan Hood behind him. Austin split to the right, twins to the left. Hand off, Hood up the middle, gets down to the 28-yard line. Close to another first down, but, and they're going to move up the chains. Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
There we go.
We'll take it. A minute 50 left to go in the third quarter. 14-7 our score. Twins to the left, one man to the right. Back to throw. Havens gunning it up the field for Austin. It's almost caught, but off his fingertips. Oh, man. Well, we've seen a few of those tonight, Steve, and that'll bring up second down and 10.
Rams just haven't been able to make those plays that we've seen them execute.
Back to throw again. Havens aiming for Trey Goins this time.
I think they're going to say he's out of bounds.
And they're going to wave that one off.
Let's see if the Rams don't try that again. They bring Cole Adams here on the near side. The defender is slow to get back into position. This is the third streak going down the field. Cole's wide open.
And here we go. He caught it. Down to the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown to Owosso. Into the end zone he goes. Give him 6. It is 20-7.
And, Grant, I'm looking at the defender who covered all three plays, Xander Steele, and he was just exhausted after that third streak down this near side. And Cole Adams came in on that third try and just ran right by the defender. There was no help over the top, and Austin Havens that time did a great job of putting air under the football, allowing his receiver to run underneath for the big play and touchdown for the Rams.
Hagan Hood ready to try to kick the extra point here. Welcome back, Cole Adams. It's been a while. Here comes the kick, the attempt. It is up through the uprights and good. 21-7 our score with 1:20 left to play in this third quarter. We'll take a timeout and be back right after this for Owosso Coffee Company. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God.
Wings to Go in Owosso can be described as simply great wings. Wings to Go in Owosso is located on 129th, just up from Home Depot. Wings to Go is a proud supporter of the Owosso Rams and all of the Owosso community. Our Friday special, chicken tenders, and they are delicious. Wednesday is boneless special all day. You can check out our menu on wingstogo.com. Stop in before the game and grab Wings to Go or bring the family and enjoy simply great wings with us. Wings to Go, Owosso.
Welcome back to Owosso. 21-7 our score. The Rams taking a 14-point lead over the Huskies of Edmond North. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams along with you tonight. And with another Matt Jay and Company CPA by the number stats update, here is Mr. Mowry.
Well, that was a 7-play, 78-yard drive. It covered a minute 48, and of course it ended on the big play. 72-yard touchdown pass from Austin Havens to Cole Adams as the Rams go up now by two scores, 21-7, minute 20 to go here in the third quarter.
Here comes the kick from Hagan Hood, end over end. That is going to be it's going to be fielded at the 10-yard line to the 15. He'll get down to the 17-yard line. And on the return there for Edmond North, that is Jeffrey Moore. Minute 15 left to go in the third quarter, 21-7 our score. Glad you're with us tonight here on 100.1 KYFM and on the Owosso Sports Network as well.
Other scores around the area. Union now 52-3 over Mustang.
Nine.
Broken Arrow 39-3 over Edmond Memorial. Westmore 31-7 over Enid. And Southmore and Putnam City are tied up at 14. A couple of future opponents for this Rams ball club in district play.
Carson Horton, the quarterback, rolling to the right, in trouble. He'll run forward to the 25, down to the 30-yard line for Edmond North. Minute 5 left to play in the third quarter. Mustang scores kind of surprising.
Yeah, I tell you what, Union is starting to figure some things out.
Are they just that hungry, or is Mustang just struggling that much?
I think it's a combination.
Second down and four.
We'll face the Broncos later on as well.
Yeah, this next one's a Thursday night game down in the city. Horton dropping back to throw. He'll sling it left side to Ethan Graham.
Great play defensively that time by Braxton Bickham. It looked like North had a play set up, and Bickham was able to get to the receiver, Graham, and make the tackle immediately. So the Rams with another third down.
18 seconds left to go here. Third down and three now for the Edmond North Huskies. And they may just let they may not let the clock roll out on the quarter.
Yeah, they will.
Here we go. We put three in the books. We've come to the end of the third quarter. The Rams are on top, 21-7. Taking Owosso Coffee Company timeout. We'll be back right after this one-minute break. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey, Owosso Rams football fans. When bad things happen, having a game plan makes all the difference. Luckily, Farmers Insurance has been helping people cover their bases for more than 90 years, and they can help you too. Talk to your Farmers agent, me, Rod Morton, today to see if you have the coverage you want for whatever life situations may come your way. Again, that's Rod Morton at 918-376-4970.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Also, this is Matt Jay, Managing Shareholder at Jay & Company CPA, located right here in Owosso. Our firm offers professional services in tax preparation, bookkeeping, financial compilations, and payroll. Contact us today at 918-272-1123 or visit our website at mattjcpa.com or follow us on social media. Keep it local and go Rams!
Wow. Welcome back. 21-7 our score. Fresh new 12 minutes put on the clock here at Owosso Stadium. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, Rob Williams along with you tonight. Trips to the right now for the Edmond North Huskies. Off the left hash mark, their quarterback will take it here momentarily. Here we go. The snap, high snap over to Carson. He'll roll out to the right this time. Flags flying everywhere.
My goodness.
He gets it up the field. Yeah, it's picked off and taken back the other direction. And they will take it into the end zone. Touchdown to Owosso if it stands due to the flags. That was Cody Chase who picked it off, ran it the other way, but we'll have to see what this yellow laundry has to do with it here.
We got players down here on the near side. It looked like Brendan Dye may have hit the quarterback. I'm not sure if it's a Ram player that's down or an Edmond North player is down. It looks like Edmond North.
Okay. Well,
We better see how this plays out, Grant. We got flags on the field. We got an interception reserve turn for a touchdown.
Can't put any points on the board as of yet. Those flags flew awfully early.
Yeah.
And Cody Chase just kept on running. They're going to say personal foul and roughing the passer on Owosso. You had a holding call on Edmond North. So that won't be any points for the Rams.
Well, I know Brendan Dye was chasing the quarterback and put a pretty good lick on him, but to me, it looked like it was in bounds as the quarterback was throwing the football. I need to see. I don't know. That's awfully close. Carson Horton is up on his own and able to walk off the field.
Yeah, he's off the field on his own power, so. Well, that's unfortunate. That was a great play by Cody Chase. Heads-up effort on defense there.
Take a moment and look at the numbers through three quarters. The Rams now with 137 yards rushing, 144 yards through the air. Edmond North, 27 yards on the ground, 126 through the air. Total yards through three quarters, 281 yards for the Rams, 153 yards for the Huskies. But in the third quarter alone, Owosso outgained the Huskies 167 yards to 10 of Edmond North. So we're seeing this Ram ball club come alive here in this second half.
Ethan Barnes off the left hash mark as Edmond takes the ball back here. But now we've got referee running out onto the field and calling timeout. So we'll take it Owosso Coffee Company timeout with them and be back right after this. 11:42 left to play in this ballgame. It's Owosso 21, Edmond North 7. This is Ram Football on KYFM.
St. Francis Health System has more than 100 locations across eastern Oklahoma, all united by one mission, to extend the presence and healing ministry of Christ in all we do. We are Oklahoma's largest and only locally owned and operated health system, dedicated to providing the most advanced, comprehensive health care and making a positive impact in the communities we serve. St. Francis Health System, healthcare for life. Learn more at stfrancis.com.
Welcome back. It is 21-7 here at Owosso Stadium. Grant Merrill and Steve Mowry along with you tonight. Rob Williams crunching the numbers. Ethan Van Meter is punching all the buttons on the video side. And Aaron Garner's running all the graphics. Glad you're with us on the Owosso Sports Network side as well. Brought to you by Hometown Insurance and Agent Keith, too. It is third down and two. Twins out to the right. Twins out to the left. Ethan Barnes, the quarterback, ready to take it off the left hash mark. He'll switch places with his running back. High snap is going to be caught, and now a pass down the middle is broken up, intended for Ethan Graham, and that'll bring up fourth down and three now for the Huskies.
Yeah, Graham just dropped the pass that time as it was put right on the money by the quarterback, who was under extreme pressure.
They'll kick it away right here. Gage Laney setting up shop, and he'll field it at about the 33-yard line. Don't forget, coming up Thursday night, we've got football action for you as we will be on the road to beautiful Moore, Oklahoma, to take on South Moore. I know.
That's fun.
Here's the kick, end over end. And it'll roll back to the 42-yard line.
Well, lost in the mix of all the confusion on that penalty and play was the fact, we didn't really talk about a lot, Cody Chase had a great interception and a return, what we thought was going to be for an apparent touchdown, but of course the roughing the passer penalty called it back. But Chase, in a great place, did a great job. Just unfortunately, another mistake by the Rams.
First and 10, Rams, Austin Havens from the 40-yard line. Takes a snap here, hands off. Up the middle goes Overstreet. He'll get to the 44. And that'll be a gain of 2 on the play. Second and 8 now.
Actually, I think Emory Neely is in the game
okay.
now.
That was a 22, not a 28.
Yeah.
Still easier to see than the Norman North uniform.
Right.
So. Here is Havens dropping back. He'll sling it left side to Thomas this time. Thomas at the 45, 40, down to the 35. Finally brought down at the 33 by Edmund North and Ethan Barnes. And that is another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down as they'll move up those chains.
That was a really nice pass by Austin Havens, who was under pressure, and Ronnie Thomas did a nice job on the catch and then gets upfield and able to extend the play on a block by Cole Adams.
10:40 left to go in the ball game. First and 10 from the 33-yard line. Man in motion to the right. Dropping back to throw. Havens, he'll sling it up the middle. Ronnie Thomas making the catch near the 15-yard line, brought down at the 12. Another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down as Owosso's knocking on the door once again.
Yeah, they brought Kennard out of the backfield over on the right side, and it looked like it was going to be one of those quick outside tosses, but Thomas went downfield right over the middle, and Austin Havens with a nice throw.
Austin Havens with a man in motion to the right. That's Deshaun Kennard. Handoff, first man through. Overstreet, dragged down at the 11-yard line. Might have got a yards gain at the most, or they may just keep it. Yeah, he's second and 9 here. 10 minutes even left to go in this ball game. 21-7, our score.
They're going to bring Kennard and Overstreet off and now put Neely as the lone back.
Emory Neely with Austin Havens in front of him, catching the snap right here. Handoff Neely up the middle. There he goes to the 5, down into the end zone.
Going to be short.
He was short a yard. He came down and his shoulder pads hit the ground just before the goal line. That'll be another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down. And it'll be first and goal from the 1. 9:24, clock rolling here. Owosso knocking on the door once again.
Got to give him the rock again, don't you?
Twins out to the left. Havens taking the snap, handoff, Neely. Diving, he's in. Touchdown to Owosso. Give him 6. He's into the promised land, and it is 27-7. 9:09 left to go in this one. So, Hagen Hood will come out to try to kick the extra point here and make it a 21-point lead for these Rams. Touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. 10:30 Sunday morning is when they'll meet. You can watch them online at owossofirst.com. Here's the attempt from Hagen Hood. The hold, the kick, it is off the left upright. Dadgummit, that is the second time that has happened to us this year. So we will not get that extra point, and the score will remain 27-7. 9:09 left to go in this one. Let's take an Owosso Coffee Company timeout. Back in 30 seconds, this is Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Seems like every game and app and service wants to charge you a fee. Monthly fee, usage fee, delivery fee. So how about a checking account that pays you, huh? Then remember this. You get paid on every Visa debit transaction with Pay Me Checking from Communication Federal Credit Union. Online, in apps, or in stores. Last year, our members earned over $240,000 in paybacks with Pay Me Checking. Get paid instead of paying. Communication Federal Credit Union. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
.909 left to go in this one. 27-7 our score. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry along with you tonight. Rob Williams crunching the numbers. Ethan Van Meter crunching all the video tonight. And the kickoff coming from Hagan Hood, who tees it up at the 40-yard line. Back deep to receive for the Edmond North Huskies is LeBron Jones. He'll set up shop near the 7-yard line. Kick coming. Here comes Hagan Hood. The kick end over end. That is going to be fielded by Jones. He'll get it up to the 15, up to the 20. Brought down near the 24-yard line.
Finally, the taken down there by Cody Chase. Got some extracurricular activity after the play. There's going to be a flag. So somebody got in trouble.
9 minutes even left to go here. Owosso pushing out to a 27-7 lead if you're just joining us.
Of course, we're going to have to talk about it a little bit and then decide if we really want to make the call. Go to New York City and go to the player review and come back here and make the call on the field. And it's a personal foul against the Owosso Rams.
Well, there you go. 9 minutes even left to play here.
By the way, I just want to take a moment and tell you how proud I am of you tonight.
Me?
Yes.
That's a first.
Yeah.
What's up?
You haven't said Arkansas one stinking time on the radio, and I couldn't be more proud of you than I am right now. Bring me the tissue because I'm about to get teary-eyed over this one.
OU Texas is tomorrow.
Right.
So dropping back to throw is going to be the quarterback, Carson Horton.
Oh,
he'll
my.
Connect with an open receiver. Down to the 45, 40, down to the 35. That's another first down for Edmond North. Well,
I thought for sure we'd be coming in tonight with WPS or some foreign Morse code.
I mean, they're going to have to get more than one win for me to start wearing apparel and stuff. Now, I will say that they have Auburn tomorrow. Hang on just a second. Horton back to throw. He'll sling it to the left and down to the 29-yard line go the Huskies. So that'll be a gain of about 7 on the play.
So now all my Hog fans are going to start texting me now. Yeah, WPS and all that, you know.
Well, Arkansas does play Auburn tomorrow, and Erin Garner, who's sitting back here behind us looking pretty and running all the graphics, she is the Auburn fan. So
I'm with her.
Well, I'm not. So
War Eagle.
Trips out to the right. Horton ready to take the snap. Hand off, first man through, gets down to the 25-yard line.
Yeah, I think the Rams got a player down. That was Michael Jamerson that burst through there, and I'm not sure he didn't twist himself awkwardly. He's going to try to stay in the game, but I would assume we're going to put someone in for him. Yeah, he's going to have to come off the field. He's hurt. He can't even get off the field. He's going to go down. We're going to need to get some attention out to him.
Well, Jamerson's going to come down and nurse that injury and wait to see what the status is there. Now, you were talking about Arkansas and Auburn, you know.
Well, I didn't mean to start a discussion. Well, I just meant I was proud of you for not having – I mean, we're in what? We got 7:55 to go in the fourth quarter, and I'm pretty sure that's the deepest we've gone into a game this year without having to talk about that state to the east.
The funny thing about it is that, you know, Chad Morris, our former coach, is now the offensive coordinator at Auburn, and they were interviewing his players earlier this week, and – one of the players was like, yeah, that Arkansas offense sure has gotten a lot better than the last 2 years. You know, talking about their own offensive coordinator.
Right.
So, well, Michael Jamerson's going to be helped off the field. And
what's the over-under?
I don't know. I don't care. you know, I've been to more OU games in the last
There you go.
In the last 2 years than I have Arkansas.
If that keeps up, you may want to quit that too.
Well, you've got a point. Twins out to each side of the line. Ready to take the snap is Horton. Horton dropping back to throw.
Pressure.
On the keeper, runs forward. Instead, he's dragged down by about five or six Owosso Rams.
Yeah, that was a coverage sack that time. He was looking for a receiver to his left, and they were well covered. And then finally, Tyron Collins was able to get to him and get the tackle. Actually, that's going to be a sack, as that'll back him up another 3 yards here.
Now, you should clarify the fact that I did take you to an OU basketball
you
game, and I
did
that. Wear Sooner gear.
Right. We lost that one, though, didn't we? Wasn't that to the Mountaineers?
Yeah, that was when you were trying to take selfies
that.
With Bob Huggins all night.
Yeah, he wasn't up for that.
While he was coaching. Probably back to throw. Horton connects with an open man down at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, he's kind of sensitive.
Yeah, a little bit. That's all right, though. 7-yard gain is going to bring up third down and three.
Husky's got a drive going here, and the Rams need to understand there's still a lot of time left in this game.
6:45 and the clock rolling here. And Owosso will defend against this attempted third down conversion for Edmund North.
Yeah, obviously four down territory, but they've got to get pressure on the quarterback, and Edmund North's going to take a timeout.
They're going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 6:31 left to play in this one. It's Owosso 27, Edmund North 7. This is Ram Football. We're back in 30 seconds on 100.1 KYFM after this Owosso Coffee Company timeout.
On game day, go for the win with Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
Going touchdown!
Stack your roster with delicious, hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. Huddle up with crispy, crinkle-cut fries, coleslaw, and buttery Texas toast. And top it all off with freshly made tea and lemonade. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love.
Back here in Owosso, it's 27-7 as the Rams lead it. 6:31 left to play in this one. It'll be third down and four from the 19-yard line for the Edmund North Huskies. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry. Steve's phone is blowing up with Razorback fans.
I didn't know I knew that many, or I'd have just left it alone. But
trying
okay.
to teach him that you can call the Hogs in a text.
Pressure.
Back to throw. Horton, he'll sling it right side, and his receiver nowhere near the football. So.
Well, they had a nice play set up that time intended for Garen Smith, but they were just unable to get the ball to him. And as we talked about, four down territory this late in the game, so they're going to go for it here on fourth and about five.
Horton will line up Garen Smith right there next to him in the gun. Twins out to each side of the line here. Horton looking to the sideline, switching places.
Yeah, offensive adjustments being made by the North coaching staff.
And now Horton ready to take the snap. Man in motion to the left now. Horton dropping back to throw. It's almost picked off. It's now picked off.
Yeah.
Good job there by Braxton
Bickham
for the Owosso Rams.
Good for him. He's worked hard over there tonight. They've tried to pick on him. He's played great. And comes up with the pick on that fourth down play.
There you go. First and 10 from their own 20 for the Owosso Rams. Well, Owosso looking to put the proverbial nail in the Mowry Funeral Home coffin for the Edmund North Huskies here. Remember, no one lets you down like the Undertaker.
Oh.
Hand off, first man through. He'll get it up to about the 27-yard line. Austin Havens handing off to, I believe, Kennard on the run there. Deshaun Kennard, the recent transfer from the Claremore Zebras, getting his first playing time tonight. Bill Blankenship saying in the coaches' show that he was learning the system quite well here. Second down and five. Wins to the right, one man to the left. Handoff. Kennard up the left side, gets to the 31-yard line. First down for Owosso, brought to you by Duralast Roofing Specialists. Move up those chains.
So the Rams had 114 yards in the entire first half, and now in the ball game they've got 339 yards, so over 200 yards total offense in this second half alone. Edmund North on the other side had 140 yards at halftime, and right now they're sitting at 195. So both offensively and defensively, the Rams have stepped up here in the second half.
Off the left hash mark, handoff to Kennard from Austin Havens. He'll bust up to the 40, up to the 43-yard line. That should be good enough for another Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
Well, Kennard, the recipient of this Ram offensive line, just powering down up front and wearing down the Husky defensive line.
First and 10, Owosso Rams. Dropping back to throw. Havens, he'll sling it into the hands of Jeray Austin. Austin at the 30, at the 25, still on his feet at the 20, brought down at the 18-yard line. And that is another big Duralast Roofing Specialist first down.
That was a great throw and catch that time. Austin Havens puts it on the money for Jeray Austin. And great field awareness by Austin, knowing that as he's running across the field, that defenders are coming up behind him, and he did a nice job of securing the football on the big gain.
First down and 10 from the 19. Handoff from Austin Havens to Deshaun Kennard. He'll get it down to the 10, down to the 5. Touchdown, Owosso. For the first time, Deshaun Kennard is into the promised land. Give him 6. It is 33-7. 4:53 left to go in this one. Hagan Hood will come out and try the extra point here. This touchdown brought to you by Owosso First Assembly of God. 10:30 Sunday morning is when you'll get your words of wisdom from Pastor Bruce McCarty and company. You can watch online at owossofirst.com.
Yeah, we got an injury, though, on one of our offensive linemen, Dylan Gilbert, 6'4", 285-pound senior. Can ill afford to lose him because he's kind of, no pun intended, but he really, on that right tackle side, makes things work for the offensive line.
He kicks. It's up and good. 34-7, our score. 4:53 left to play in this one. We're back after this Owosso Coffee Company timeout. This is Owosso Ram football on 100.1 KYFM.
Hey, Owosso, Coach Blankenship here. You know these guys are big Ram fans. Before you take another Ram road trip, make sure your car is ready to go with a visit to Robertson Tire. From new tires to oil changes and so much more, the Robertson boys have you covered. Visit them at 8431 Owosso Expressway or find one of their 14 locations all across the Tulsa Metro.
Robertson Tire, keep rolling with Robertson.
Back here at Owosso, 34-7, our score, 4:53 left to play in this one. Owosso leading it, Grant Merrill, Steve Maui, Rob Williams along with you. Ethan Van Meter handling the Owosso Sports Network tonight, and the Aaron Garner, resident Auburn Tiger fan, handling all the graphics tonight. And we've got a great crew of kids working the cameras on the sideline. Brandon Brewer, Brock Crawford doing it. Great job coordinating all that as well. And Hagan Hood's about to do a great job of teeing it up and kicking it off for these Rams with 4:53 left to play. Coming up here in just a second, we'll get the numbers. Here's the kick, end over end. It is going to be fielded at the 5-yard line. They'll return it out to the 15, to the 20, to the 25. Down at the 22 is Green for Edmund North. With another Jay and Company CPA scoring drive update, here's Steve.
Well, the Rams able to drive 80 yards on that five-play drive. Took a minute 30 off the clock, and Deshaun Kennard gets his first Owosso Ram touchdown with a 19-yard touchdown run. Hagan Hood with the kick, and the Rams now lead 34-7 after being tied at halftime 7-7. Rams have put up 27 unanswered points here in this second half.
Hate to hear that Sand Springs is trailing Booker T 49-0.
Ooh.
Coach Klink, a little bit of work to do this next week. First and 10. Huskies ready to take it here. High snap back to Ethan Barnes. He's in trouble. They bat down the pass before he could even get it out of his hands. And
it was almost a fumbled return for a touchdown. They blew it dead.
These coaches got their hands in the air like, what's up, guys?
Caleb Nealis can't believe it. He thought they had a touchdown. Give it to them. Line up and do it again. They're going to call it an incomplete pass and bring it back to the 25-yard line.
And now, rolling out to the right this time, Ethan Barnes. He'll sling it up. There's the ball.
Are you kidding
Another
me?
Another interception for Gage Laney. He'll bring it down to the 20, brought down at the 16-yard line. There is your Owosso Ram, Gage Laney, with his umpteenth interception of his career. Oh, my goodness. How many is that, Steve?
16 in the career. Nine? The season?
Yeah, it should be
nine. On the season, three in this game.
My goodness.
Unbelievable. And yet they just keep picking on his side, and he reads it. It's like he almost reads it before the quarterback even throws it.
Seth Hammer is in at quarterback for the Owosso Rams. Emory Neely in at running back. He'll take the handoff. Neely up the middle gets down to the 16-yard line. That is going to be a 3-yard gain. Second down and 7 now. Well, if you're a college coach, you need to be taking a look at Gage Laney. What a impact player he has been for the Owosso Rams this year. Do we know of any college leanings or recruiting news for Gage?
I haven't heard. We'll need to research that.
Off the left hash mark, Seth Hammer with Neely behind him. Hands off, Neely up the right side.
Oh, a nice tackle that time coming in for Edmund North.
Got to speak. Diego Hassel. Knocked out from under him at the 16-yard line. 3:41 left to play in this one. See what Owosso can do right here. Seth Hammer.
If you get to keep that other interception, that's quite a night for Ram defenders.
No kidding.
It'd be 5 on the night, yeah. Braxton Bickham had one.
We have to start getting our numbers ready to pick our McDonald's player of the game. Hammer, the quarterback, dropping back to throw. He'll sling it right. This one intended for an open receiver, Bryce Stevens. It falls short and incomplete. And that'll bring up 4th down and 8. So, looks like they're going to try to kick a field goal here as Hagen Hood will line up for a 34-yard attempt. 3:08 left to play. If he makes it, that'll give Owosso a 30-point lead here. Whistle blows, and I think we've got a penalty here. This is going to be on Owosso. They're going to knock him back here to the 22, so here comes the attempt. Gage Laney holding. Here's the kick. It is up. It is
no good.
No
it was
good.
Wide left.
Went wide left at the goalposts. And with 3:08 left to go, that brings us to another Owosso Coffee Company timeout. We'll take a 30-second break. Back after this, this is Ram Football on KYFM.
Finding your happy place is something special, and it's different for everyone. You might already know where to find yours. TTCU Federal Credit Union can help. talk with our team. We'll give you the tools to build the financial future you want. So wherever your happy place finds you, TTCU will meet you there. With approved credit, some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Back here in Owosso, 34-7 our score after a missed field goal attempt by Hagen Hood. The Edmond North Huskies have the football on the quarterback keeper. Barnes will roll up to the 23-yard line. Actually, that is going to be backup quarterback Ethan Brady on the run there. Josiah Stevens on the stop, and that'll bring up second down and eight. We've got 2:45 left to play here. Well, Steve.
Okay, I finally found the most interceptions in a season was by Brandon Swindoll at Oklahoma City Millwood in 2010. He had 17.
Oh, wow. Dropping back to throw.
Here comes
Brady.
Another one.
Oh, man.
Nice catch that time.
Braxton Bickham was all up in the middle of that trying to pick one off for him. Nice catch, as you mentioned, made at the 47-yard line by the Huskies.
We mentioned the interception record for a season was 17 by Brandon Swindoll, along with Jake Riley of Colcord in 2001 and Alan Monks from Scheidler in 1989. But as I look down through here, the only 6A school I see is Anthony Phillips for Mustang in 2008. Had 12.
All right, we've got a quick timeout taken, brought to you by Owosso Coffee Company. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KYFM.
On today's edition of Owosso Rams Trivia, the category is food. Now, for our first question, what are the four food groups?
Milk, meat, fruit, and bread.
That's correct.
Wait, everyone in Owosso knows that Charlie's Chicken Chunks are so good. They might as well be their own food group.
Judges, are the chicken chunks at Charlie's that good? That settles it. Go see for yourself at Charlie's Chicken on 76th Street, just east of Highway 169.
2:21 to play here. Our score, 34-7. A bullet pass up the right side of the field into the hands of Brody McNeil for Edmond North, and they laid a hit on him like you wouldn't believe.
Braxton Bickham came up and made his presence known, and we're going to have another injury timeout.
Well, we'll take that one with them, too.
Probably take a minute here.
Back after this Owosso Coffee Company timeout, back in 1 minute on KYFM.
Tulsa Bone and Joint is proud to support the Owosso Rams. With Dr. Caleb Nunley and Dr. Jason Griffin serving as team physicians and Destry Millsap and Zach McGinty serving as athletic trainers for the team, the Rams are in good hands with Tulsa Bone and Joint. Our office, conveniently located inside the St. John Owosso Physician Building, is ready to care for you and your family. Tulsa Bone and Joint Owosso, moving life forward.
And left to play here, 34-7 our score. Appreciate Tulsa Bone and Joint for not only being our sponsor, but also being there for injuries like that one we just saw on the field there after Braxton Bickham rang Brody McNeil's bell there. Second down for the Huskies. Handoff from Brady, the quarterback. His man will get down to the 36-yard line, and that's another first down for the Huskies. Minute 49 left to go here. Owosso now has beaten Edmond North to this point by the biggest margin that we've seen the Huskies trail by this year. They've not trailed by more than seven. Twins to each side of the line here. High snap to Brady. He'll gun it up the right side. Almost connecting with an open receiver, Jonathan Hunt there. Hunter Morton checking in. Rejoice falling on the road at Sequoia tonight. The same Sequoia that had a 22-game losing streak heading into this season, now winning five in a row, 56-49 over Rejoice tonight. So,
is it Claremore Sequoia?
Claremore Sequoia. Somebody comfort
Seems
Bill
like
Bush.
Awfully long ago, they were state champions.
Yep. Twins to the right. High snap to the quarterback, Brady. He'll get down to the 32-yard line. Gain of about five on the play.
Minute 21 to go here as the Rams look to move to 6-0 on the season and retain that number one ranking, but still, Grant, a lot of room for improvement. We see them get a bit lethargic on offense. Defense really kept them in the game tonight, and offensive mistakes by the Huskies.
Ethan Brady, the quarterback, ready to take the snap here. Does so, dropping back to throw. He'll sling it up the middle of the field, nobody there. Braxton Bickham was almost there. He was trying to get into the right place at the right time with 105 left to play in this fourth quarter.
Fourth down here, so if the Rams can get a stop, that should close this out.
Get into your favorite formation. Don't forget, next week it's a Thursday night game. We'll be at Southmore. Brady back to throw. Slings it up the left side of the field. There's another.
Oh,
almost
right
another
through the
interception.
Hands of Chance Lucas. I mean, he sized that up. He was the only one that had a chance, and he just couldn't find the handle on the football, or the Rams do get their fifth interception of the night. They're gonna rag on him when they watch film on that, because that's about as easy as it gets. They're already started.
First and 10, Owosso at the 32-yard line. Seth Hammer leading his team out onto the field here. Emory Neely in at running back. Twins out to the right. One man split to the left. Hammer taking the snap here, handing off. Neely up the middle. Gets to the 34-yard line. No further. He'll get a gain of two on the play. That'll bring up second down and 8. So Seth Hammer getting some playing time late in the ball game. His former Claremore teammate, Deshaun Kennard, scoring his first touchdown as an Owosso Ram earlier this evening.
Here we go.
Hammer lining up here. And he'll kneel into that victory formation. And this one is going to be over tonight. So Owosso lives to see the streak continued. 19 in a row here as they beat Edmond North 34-7. Stay with us. First United Bank Mortgage Group Ram recap is straight ahead. We'll have a Jay and Company by the number CPA, or Matt and Jay and Company CPA by the number stats update. We'll break this one down and preview our next week at Southmore coming up. You're listening to Owosso Ram Football on 100.1 KYFM.
Executive Homes is the Owosso home builder that offers standardly included luxury finishes in two distinctive styles. Whether your family prefers the traditional elegance of Executive's award-winning signature style or the contemporary design of its all-new EH transitional homes, each Executive Home is built with unparalleled quality at an unbeatable price. Visit executivehomes.com to explore the homes and lots now available in the best neighborhoods throughout Owosso, including the final phase of Sheridan Cross and the almost sold out Boulder Point.
What happens when a healthcare system truly listens? Healing happens. Hope happens. Good health happens. At Ascension, we know. Because we listen to you to better understand you. Then, our network of doctors, nurses, and care teams at St. John deliver a personalized healthcare experience that's right for you and your family. Find the care you need at stjohnhealthsystem.com.
First Bank of Owosso is a community bank with a big vision. A vision to see their clients prosper so they can make a positive difference in the world. Many on their team are Owosso High School alumni and are ready to serve you and your banking needs. As Owosso's hometown bank, they are in Owosso, for Owosso, and have been proudly supporting the Rams since 1962. Visit First Bank of Owosso online at firstbank.net. Member FDIC.
Owosso Coffee Company is your local stop for great coffee with nice people at Owosso. Owosso Coffee Company is a great place for that quick time out or even those longer conversations over a cup of coffee. Our drive-thru is open too. Owosso Coffee Company offering discounts on drinks both hot and cold to all area teachers, police, and Owosso City employees. Owosso Coffee Company, locally owned, and we love our community and our local schools. Stop in for coffee or one of the many other drinks and foods we serve daily at Owosso Coffee Company.
This is Bruce McCarty, pastor of Owosso First Assembly, and I want to invite you to join us for our weekend celebration this Sunday at 10:30. Every service includes life-giving worship, a powerful message, and fun age-appropriate ministry for children from 6 weeks through fifth grade. We also have small groups that meet throughout the week designed to help you connect with others and grow in your faith. For more information, check out our website at owassofirst.com. And go Rams!
Have you been a victim of fraud? Did you or your bank catch it in time? Here's a story from an RCB Bank customer who experienced fraud firsthand.
I was out of town when I noticed two purchase text alerts. My wife had recently been to a craft fair. I assumed they were hers. Big mistake. RCB Bank called 2 hours later to inform us of fraudulent charges. Luckily, they caught it quickly before other fraud occurred.
Text banking allows you to monitor activity quickly and easily throughout the day. Detecting fraud early can help minimize loss. RCB Bank, that's my bank. Message, data rates, and fees may apply. Member FDIC.
We welcome you back. 34-7, the final score here in Owosso tonight. Rams victorious over the Edmond North Huskies. That extends the winning streak to 19 in a row and puts the Rams at 6-0 on the season tonight. Grant Merrill, Steve Mowry, along with you for the first United Bank Mortgage Group Ram recap. And you see a 7-7 tie going into halftime, Steve, and then, Owosso just hit the gas and never let up late in this second half.
Well, and really you didn't feel good about yourself, about the number one ranked team in the state, and knowing all the talent that this Ram ball club have coming in against, nothing against Edmond North, but they have a 1-3 record and hadn't had a lot of success offensively, per se, here in the early half of the season. And Coach Blankenship was able to go in and get the attention of his ball club, and they come out and outscore Edmond North 27-0 here in this second half. So went from being rather lethargic. You had homecoming week, a lot of distractions, and the Rams, as you could tell, they just weren't focused. You know, untimely penalties, lack of execution, dropped passes, no real running lanes up front, but they were able to regroup at halftime and come out and look like the Owosso Ram ball club that we know they are. Still got a lot of room for improvement, a lot of mistakes in this game. They'll go back and look over and get ready for the Sabercats next Thursday night at Southmore.
Our By the Numbers Stats Update brought to you by Jay and Company CPAs. They're my accountant, and they can be yours too. They'll take care of your family's business affairs or your business's business affairs. Be sure and call Matt Jay on Monday, schedule an appointment, and let he and his crew get started and get to work on your finances today. And with those numbers, here's Mr. Mowry.
Well, the Rams, with only 114 yards in that first half, finished with 426 yards, 199 on the ground, 230 through the air. Only 11 of 23, not really stellar numbers in the passing game. And, of course, the one critical interception turnover there and at their own 18-yard line that led to the lone touchdown by the Huskies. On the other side, though, the Ram defensively did a good job, only allowing the Huskies 38 yards on the ground, 205 through the air, 13 of 27 combined by Edmond North quarterbacks, but the big four interceptions defensively by Owosso, and had a chance for another one if not for a roughing the passer penalty. Rams even the time of possession up rather close, 22-38 for Owosso, 25-22 for Edmond North. Again, the Rams not very efficient on third down, only 2 of 8. They were 1 of 1 on fourth down. Edmond North on the other side, and again, this is reflective of how well the defensive play. The Huskies only 3 of 12 on third down. Nothing to speak of rushing-wise for the Huskies. Russell with 19 yards, Horton with 3, and Green with 5 yards. Horton was 7 of 12 for 85 yards. Barnes was 4 of 10 for 82. So defense did a fantastic job tonight. Graham, however, receiving, had 7 receptions for 123 yards. So I guess he would be the MVP of Edmond North tonight. Individual numbers for the Rams, it was Neely with 6 carries for 19 yards and a touchdown. Goins had 4 carries for 28 yards, all of that coming out of the Wildcat. Overstreet had 9 carries for 46 yards, and Kennard able to come in, as you mentioned, the move in from Claremore, 4 carries for 42 yards and the 19-yard touchdown run. Austin Havens was 11 of 21 with 2 touchdowns, and Goins on that 11-play drive, the first 10 plays were rushes, and then Goins out of the Wildcat finds Overstreet in the end zone for the touchdown. Overstreet ends with 1 reception, 5 yards, and that touchdown. Cole Adams in the action back tonight. Good to see him on the field for Owosso. 3 catches for 96 yards and a touchdown. Keelan Carney, 1 reception for a touchdown. Goins had 2 receptions tonight for 19 yards. Thomas had 2 receptions for 43 yards. And Jeray Austin, a reception for 38 yards. 6 Owosso Rams with catches, receptions tonight in the passing game. So stellar numbers for the Owosso Rams. They finished the night moving on to 6-0 on the season with a 34-7 victory here in district play over the Edmond North Huskies.
Top of the hour, this is KYFM Bartlesville, KYFM HD1 Bartlesville. Again, Owosso wins it 34-7 over Edmond North tonight, 6-0 on the season, and they retain their spot as the number one football team in the great state of Oklahoma's Class 6A Division 1. Well, Mr. Mowry, we, as always, need to pick a McDonald's player of the game. Couldn't pick just one tonight.
No, and really, you could make a case for Gage Laney again. I mean, I don't know that I remember any defensive player. Somebody would have to look it up and remind me. Anybody that's had 3 interceptions in 1 game, twice in 1 season, and that's so far. He did it tonight. But really, I thought the linebackers set the tone tonight for the defense. They really also spread the love offensively. Several guys getting in the act, but defensively, Ahmad Triplett and Brendan Dye, I think, really set the tone early defensively. The defense kept the Rams in the football game, especially in the first half as they were struggling on offense before they could get untracked in that second half. So we're going to go with the seniors, Brendan Dye and Ahmad Triplett, as our players of the game here this evening.
That'll work for me. Player of the game honors brought to you by your 3 Owosso McDonald's locations, 76th Street, the old OG. You've got the Walmart location on 96th Street, and, of course, the location in Highway 169 and Highway 20 on the north side of town. So, well, we've got a lot to do between now and our next broadcast. Of course, that is going to be Thursday night as we will hit the Turner Turnpike and head to Moore to take on the Southmore Sabercats. That'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff down in the central part of the state, and we will be on the air with the Billy Sims Barbecue Tailgate Show.